now, Strauss.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 3 of PB&J. You have myself, first of all.
And B.
And yeah, what's your first topic, babe?
So, because we're in this craziness right now with the quarantine.
Day 100 of quarantine.
So, I'm pretty sure sometimes, hopefully, not completely stock up on everything that you find. But we went to Costco.
Yes,
the first time, the first round of the craziness.
Well, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
That was hell.
It was ridiculous. There was nothing. But anyways, so we were looking around the aisles and then we're like, oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I suggested this.
Oh, you are such a liar. Okay, I'll let you continue with your lies.
Okay. All right. So my question to you is, what has been one of the great food finds during this quarantine, because we're not used to frozen foods? Go ahead.
I'm going to give you two answers. The first one, the good one, and the second one was the garbage one. Legit, those I think, wontons,
mm-hmm.
right? It's frozen wontons. All you got to do is pan fry them and then steam them a little bit, and holy crap, they're delicious.
Yes.
I really thought, I'm like, okay, they're going to suck. No, these are good. They're really good.
Yeah, salivating. My mouth is salivating right now.
What sucked was the goddamn boneless wings. The buffalo boneless wings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were fucking salty as shit. Like, I ate it and I felt like I put my mouth in the ocean. Like, it was just salt. Jeebus. And it sucks in my head. Like, it's going to be good. And like, no. Don't get me wrong. Beggars can't be choosers. If shit hits the fan, it's the only thing available. I'm going to have to eat it.
And, well, that's one of the things. Because we both looked at each other. Again, at this point, a lot of things were not available or they were gone. And when we went down that frozen chicken, boneless, whatever section.
The frozen food aisle?
Yeah, we looked at each other. And because you love wings.
I do.
You know? And I know you compromise when we have gone out to eat at establishments that sell those.
You could say it.
Oh, at Buffalo Wild Wings.
So here's the thing. I love bone-in wings. They're delicious. For me, it has more flavor. But Brenda has a thing about wings. She just doesn't like them. She just, nope.
They stab you. They stab you. They hate you. Oh, I can't.
Anyways,
I don't know. I can't do
so
it.
So she can't do it. So we compromise. Fine. We'll get boneless because it's usually cheaper too. Like, we'll go on times
right.
where, yeah.
Yeah.
If it's the same price, then I'll get my bonus. She'll get her bonus. Anyways. But yeah, but she has a disdain for bone and wings. So we're thinking, okay, maybe these will be good. Nope.
No. And you know what? It looked like it had so much promise. And kudos to people that...
Take the pictures for the packaging.
Yes.
You made that shit look delicious when it was a farce.
Yes, completely. you had that first bite. You're like, okay, not too bad. It starts to go to the palate. And then once you completely finish masticating it, it's freaking completely salt everywhere. It's like, you're going to get salt. You're going to get salt. And then you get hit in your face with salt. It was bad. Yeah. So since then, we have not made them again.
They're there in the freezer.
Yeah. It's going to literally be, if there is no more protein available, that's gonna be the last option we have. Yeah, that was pretty bad.
But going back what you were saying in the beginning, that you completely lied about, you did not find those wontons. I did, because I remember going and I'm like, oh, look, there's pot stickers. I remember used to get these. And then I'm like, wait a minute, what are these? Babe, look at these. And you're like, wait, what? And then you look at, oh, we should totally get them. And we got them. But you cannot take credit for finding me. I found them.
First of all, you're a little aggressive with pointing with that pencil right now. I don't know about that eraser head being all up in my face.
Don't deflect.
I'm not deflecting.
Totally
deflecting.
Facts. Okay, hacks. What? Who was the one that found those first?
As I was saying in my story, I was walking down the aisle, minding my own beeswax while you were on the other side. And I turned to my left. And there it was, divinity. It went, ah, and it was a wontons. And I told you, babe, there's a wontons. Maybe we should try that. You go, no, what? You're right. Let's try it. Yeah, let's try it. That's how it went. And then they went into the cart.
How dare you try to make this office into a house of lies?
It is not a house of lies. I'm spitting truths. Whatever.
Anyways, think so what you like. It's okay that you're a liar. It's fine. But let's move on. Move on.
So, today we went to go drop off some mandarins to my folks, yeah. Right?
Don't worry. We kept our social distancing. We left it in the front door.
We had our masks.
We had our masks. So, but it was nice getting out of the house, even though it was just in the car. Drop stuff off and back in. So we followed rules, just
yeah. Follow guidelines. Yes, yeah. We did. But on the way there, I don't even know how we came to this discussion, but we were talking about how men usually get this. Unfortunately, for Latinos especially, I'm not going to speak for anybody else because this is what I know. Basically, they have to man up, right? And sometimes guys are going through shit and it's hard for them to communicate, again, because you've been taught at a young age to keep that in your soul, in your mental and whatever, you know, you can't express. Yep. If you feel like shit or whatever the case is, right?
You're taught, mm-hmm. You're taught, you suck it up. Why you can't show emotion, you can't cry. Mm-hmm. The only time you're allowed to cry, and even then you still can make fun of them, is when you're drunk.
Yeah.
That's the only time. Mm-hmm. And then because you can blame it on the liquor. Mm-hmm. But you're not allowed to cry. You always have to, you know, be stone face. Mm-hmm. Don't get emotional. Only emotion you're allowed is anger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it sucks. So we went back home, you know, and then going down the rabbit hole of social media. I don't know if you guys follow her, but Roxy, she used to be radio. I think she has her own radio show. But I follow her and she posted something and it was, let's be more compassionate with our men. And it was a meme saying, men get depression, men get anxiety, men get suicidal thoughts, men get mental illness. Maybe instead of saying man up, say it's okay to talk about it.
And I completely agree with that, but it's just hard to accept that because we've been taught so long, mm-hmm. to repress our feelings. If someone comes and says like it's okay to talk about it, like, well, I'm not weak, but mm-hmm. I need to talk about it. And it's fucking killing us because you hold that in. Like, it took, I don't, like my pops, for me, a perfect example, he never shows emotion. But I remember, yeah. when he would be in a depressive mood, he would just lock himself in his room but wouldn't say anything. And my mom would tell me, it was like, yeah, your dad's going and doing, mm-hmm. stuff. And then it wasn't until later it clicked, okay, he's suffering from that. Mm-hmm. Now, I think it helped him being able to talk now. I think after losing my mom, like, he's been able to let him out more.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just a thing. Like, it's a stigma where... Yeah, you don't. You're not supposed to show emotion. Mm-hmm. I think, at least for myself, I don't buy that anymore. When I was little, mm-hmm. You don't have to cry. But now, I'm a fucking wreck. I cry for everything. Over here, hear a song. I'm like, you know, like if I'm, like, there are times where I don't say things, but I appreciate when you're like, hey, you know what's wrong? Talk to, mm-hmm. me. And then I'm like, give me a minute, and then I'm able to gather my thoughts and I'm able to express, and it helps a lot. Mm-hmm. Also, like, I've always been the kind of person that I will hear anyone, and when you need stuff, I'm here to listen to you.
Yeah.
But for the longest, I wouldn't say my emotions, mm-hmm. and it would eat at me.
Yeah.
It would eat at me because like you're just holding all this tension in. Mm-hmm. So yeah, if you can talk, if you can,
and this, let it out. No, yeah, definitely. And I'm not trying to compare myself, you know, to a guy, but in the sense of holding stuff in, that's something I think I imposed on myself, you know. I had those traits of, if I was sad, if I was not in a good state, I would keep all of that. When I had past relationships, that was one of the main things that they would tell me was like, you know, they would open up and they say, why can't you open up? And, you know, I've shared all these things, but you can never tell me at least one thing. And again, it's just,
it's hard.
It's very hard. And it becomes an issue with relationships or even people around you, because they genuinely are worried about you, but you're so enclosed in your bubble. It's hard to seek help. It really is.
Yep.
You know, but yeah, I think now that helps a lot with us, because I remember there was one time that we said, I think I said it, like, you know what, let me process my feelings, right? And I think that is very key to communicate. So that's the one thing I posted as well, was yes, it goes both ways. We definitely need to hear each other out as far as a couple goes, but also we need to listen. Yeah. You need to be heard, but you also need to listen. It helps a lot.
And listen without, just listen. Because I know some people mm-hmm. say they listen, but as soon as you start saying stuff, they automatically start giving their opinion and, you know, boom, boom. And sometimes that's okay, but sometimes no. You really just listen. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been in a situation with you where I remember in the beginning, I would always try to give you my, oh, no, maybe it's just me this. And then you're saying, like, babe, like, I just want to talk. I just want to let it out. And I'm like, okay, there are times we really just want to just, for me to sit here and listen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I appreciate that. I'm glad that we're on that level now, that we get it, or when we need our space as well.
So, yeah.
I appreciate you.
All right. Well, let's move on to a little bit more.
Yeah, let's keep it lighthearted. Lighthearted. It's supposed to be lighthearted. So, we were watching I Love Lucy. Mm-hmm. I just had trivia with my friends.
You're welcome for the questions.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much, because I learned a lot.
I will be anyone at I Love Lucy trivia. Just letting y'all know, I will whoop all of y'all I Love Lucy trivia.
Well, as of right now, Sarah, who won?
I challenge you, whenever you want. I will take that title. I will hold that title above me and laugh at you for your failure, because you will lose to me.
Ooh, good luck, because she got every answer right.
That I came up with.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But exactly, that's what I'm saying. So.
And that's because I went with easy ones, except for maybe out of the 15, I want to say 5 were difficult. All the others were super easy. Mm-hmm. The bonus point was difficult. The fact that she got the bonus point, very impressive.
Actually, they all got that too, which I was very surprised.
Really?
Yeah, and then they explained to me why.
Well, they're always smoking.
Well, yeah, I didn't know
all
that.
All the time.
Obviously, I'm not a smoker, so I did not know that.
But you watch the show.
I watch not as frequently as you guys do. I would watch some. See, growing up, it was telenovelas, or it was definitely more Spanish-based. I didn't get into I Love Lucy until,
So, you know, later. And it's funny, because for me, the shows, because, all right, so we always have the main shows which were, you know, Sesame Street.
Oh, that's how I learned my ABCs.
Yep, same here. Sesame Street, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, Lamb Chopper, not really, but, you know, shows mm-hmm. like that. Oh, mm-hmm. Reading Rainbow.
Oh, shout out to Reading Rainbow.
So those. Yeah. But that's in the morning shows. Mm-hmm. When you're at home, what were the other shows? I Love Lucy was one of them. And I loved that. And I would always watch I Love Lucy at home. And it was always playing. There was always a channel that had it back in the day. Yeah. Channel, I think Channel 11 always had it on.
Yeah.
So that's one of the shows. Another one, I love Golden Girls. My trivia of Golden Girls is not that good, because I didn't watch Golden Girls as religiously. Oh, but I love Golden Girls.
I love Golden Girls, yeah.
What's the other one? Like, see, shows like that. The old shows that were on TV. And then, mm-hmm. you know, what was our babysitter as a child? The TV. Since they sat you down and, like, shut up and watch TV, because either mama has to work or grandpa has to do some stuff. And, like, yeah. And if you left that TV without letting him know, good Lord.
Oh, yeah. Can I ask you something before I get into my question?
Shoot, sure.
So, I don't know about you. I don't know about y'all. But I was the one who was in charge of holding the antenna.
No, our antenna worked, but I was the one in charge of smacking the TV if it ever fucked up.
Well, I had all those channels. I had to change the channel.
Oh, and change the channel.
I had to change the channel. See, the remote controls back in the day
were the kids.
Were the kids. It was me.
Yeah.
So, anywho. So, leading up to my question, because we were watching I Love Lucy, before I get into that question, who is, right now, at the top of your head, your celebrity crush?
Ah, there's a couple. but I first would one. Say I didn't even know her name, but she's the AT&T girl, the old AT&T girl.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes, she's very pretty, very very pretty. Yeah. Okay, so you have that in your mind, mm-hmm. right? Okay. So the episode that we just watched.
Oh, explain to the crowd what.
So we just watched the episode where Lucy and the gang go to Italy, right? Yep. They go to Rome, and there's this producer or movie producer that wants her to be in his movie. So then homegirl, always jump into the conclusions, goes and is trying to, what's
soak
it called?
Soak up the culture.
Soak up the culture.
Because she thinks that she's going to have this role in an Italian movie. The film itself is called Bitter Grapes. Mm-hmm. She takes it literally. She thinks it's with wine. So she tries mm-hmm. to soak up the culture, going to an old school winery where they do, you know, with they make wine by smashing it with their feet. Mm-hmm. Even though Ricky had specifically told her to not go. But anyway. So
all of them, she didn't understand the guy, you know, the employer, right? Because two of them had to stay stomping on the wine. I mean, on the grapes to make the wine. Mm-hmm. And then everybody else had to go to the vineyard. But because homegirl had pretty feet, he's like, oh, look at her pizza.
It wasn't pretty feet.
Oh, she had large feet. Oh, I misunderstood that then.
She said like each foot looks like a pizza.
Oh, I thought it was because it was delicious like a pizza.
No, it's because we're big and round like a pizza.
My bad. Oh, anyways, so I started to think, so the girl that you pictured, that fine-ass girl, right?
I remember, I just got a name. Her name is Milana Weintraub. Weintraub. Not Trump. Mm. Trump.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, she's super left. She's a very activist, very, you know.
What's her name again?
Milan.
Okay. So.
Milana. Anyway, she's AT&T girl.
So, first question. If she would stomp wine or grapes, uh-huh. right, would you drink it?
Did she wash her feet first?
She washed her feet.
Well, you know how that's how wine was made back in the day, so... Well,
hold on. That's my first question. Yes or no?
Wait.
She washed her feet, and you saw that she was pitter-patting on those grapes. Okay. Made some of that juice.
Okay, but right? Am I drinking this right out of the barrel, or am I waiting it to ferment and become wine? Because it starts off as juice, and then it mm-hmm. becomes wine. So which one are you saying here?
We're going to go with juice.
Nope. Because there's a thing about feet, and at least with wine, mm-hmm. it fermented, there's alcohol, okay. It kills.
Okay, so let's say
I now say that now, but I'm pretty sure at the moment, but I'm like, all
okay,
right.
It's fermented.
Okay.
You drink it, okay. This is without you looking at her feet.
Yeah.
So let's say...
Because you already said she was clean.
She cleaned her feet. No. I said she washed her feet. Yeah. Now, this is my second question. Hold on.
Okay.
Now... You did not take a look at her feet. So now you know what her feet look like, right? Her face is beat. She's beautiful, right? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Nice little curves, blah, blah, blah. But then you get down to her feet and they're busted. Like they're bad. Like they have fungus, like all this nasty stuff. And she's pitter-pattering on those grapes. Would you drink that juice? That pause means a lot.
Oh, because I'm thinking. Again, this is in a world where we're not together.
Yeah, we're not, because I know you would choose me.
Always. But I wouldn't. Okay. I wouldn't.
Yes.
Okay. The thing is, have me and said crush done anything, or this could lead to it?
Because it could lead
then yes.
to it. Even with some nasty, and then you get sick off of those nasty.
You're not just adding stuff. That's not fair. You're like, oh, and by the way, you know, one of her toes was amputated and fell in the juice. And like you're adding stuff. That's not fair. How is that fair?
I'm just saying. So then you definitely would consume some nasty ass foot juice.
Whatever.
To try to get laid.
Well, there's a lot of things we do to try to get laid.
Oh my gosh. What's... No, I don't know.
That's for another podcast. And I don't want to get... We're having a good night. I don't want to get in trouble.
Okay.
All right. Well, since we've been... How much time we got left? All right. We got a couple minutes.
Okay.
Since, you know what? I already got in trouble once with you. Let's go with this today with Why Are You Yelling?
Oh.
And let's bring back something that happened a week ago. One of my friends... posted up and tagged me on a, one of those Instagram story things.
Challenges,
right? Mm-hmm. And for the most part, I usually ignore it, but this one brought up songs from college. And I was like, oh my God, I remember this. And it was just old school reggaeton that was good. I'm like, okay, cool. So, you know, I did it, and, but I couldn't figure out how to do it because I usually don't participate in these. Well, I went to Brenda. I'm like, hey, babe, how do I do this? I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Good Lord, the look on her face. Oh, so you're going to do other people's challenges, but you won't do mine. I'm like, well, yeah, because your challenges I don't like. This one's actually interesting, which set her off even more, where her voice went up a couple octaves, talking about like, oh, so my challenges aren't good enough for you, but your friends are. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, I just came to ask for some help. Why? Just please help me. And she's like, well, she didn't give you the template, so ask her for the template, and then I'll help you. I'm like, okay. And then as I'm leaving, so why come you don't want to do the challenges I put? And I'm like, and I told you again, because your challenges kind of suck, the ones you sent me. Ooh, Lord, I remember the, nope, screw this, and you walked away. I'm like, I'm not going to get
it. You put my little hand motion up there. How dare you?
Because that's what you okay, do.
Okay, so now it's my turn to tell my story.
Go ahead.
Oh, I will tell it. So, mind you, I had sent him maybe like three, right, of those, you know, just to pass the time.
And do you remember which ones they were?
No.
Because this they
weren't
good.
Point. This is the point. So, I asked you, hey, you're not going to do the challenges? You're like, babe, honestly, those challenges are stupid and dumb.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, with that said,
I'm
talking. Hold on. Now it is my time. And it's time for you to listen right now. So, you said they're stupid and dumb. I'm like, all right, not mine per se, but in general, they were stupid and dumb. Cool. Okay, fine. I'm not going to send you anymore because I know your stance on it. Cool. Whatever. Lo and behold, you get a challenge from somebody else and all of a sudden it's not stupid and dumb. So the fact that you use those words, I honestly wouldn't have been butthurt if you wouldn't have said that. You're like, babe, honestly, the ones that you tagged me in, I really don't like. I'm not interested in those categories. Cool. It's so different, the words that you use. But you said they're stupid and dumb.
The ones you were sending me were. And did I not say that beforehand? The ones you sent me before.
Specific words are very important.
And those were the exact words I used even the day. I'm like, yeah, the other ones are stupid and dumb. This one actually caught my eye and I'm interested in it. That's it. And then, oh, Lord.
Yes, and valid.
No, it's
please,
not.
Please, people out there, let me know if I exaggerated or if Percy is right on this one, that I should not have been yelling on that one. And mind you, I was not yelling.
Yes, you were. The neighbors heard.
Because they were knocking on our door does not mean anything.
Birds flew away. Poor Oreo went under the bed.
So, anywho, he did tag me. And yes, sometimes I'm petty Betty and
oh,
I did
she's
not.
Very petty. And I'm like, wow, you're not. And it's funny because, again, this is, I tagged you before you yelled at me. I tagged you because I'm like, oh, she's probably going to like this. And I tagged you and I tagged other, and everyone else was from college. I think even.
You tagged me before what? You didn't have the template, so you came to me after the fact. And then you looked at me and you said, you going to do the challenge? I tagged you on it.
Yes.
Yeah, that pause. Right there. Mm-hmm.
I meant to say is I had you in mind to tag you.
Oh! And the truth comes out. Thank you very much.
So why were you so bitter?
I was bitter because of the words that you used.
But the one, again, the ones you sent me.
Just, baby.
What?
Just admit it.
Admit what? That they were stupid and dumb?
Oh,
yes.
Lord, to the Jesus, have mercy, Lord, dame paciencia.
Oh, whatever. So moving forward, not.
I'm not doing no more challenges. Oh, not tagging you in them.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And this is communication. It's not always pretty. But
we tell each other.
Yes. And then we laugh about it. Which is good.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, I hope you enjoyed this yelling episode of PB&J.
I am so sorry for your ears. I really do. I apologize.
All right, y'all. Have a good night, day, evening, whatever the hell you listen to us.
Bon bawa. Thank you very much. Love you. Bye.